a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, February 6th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalais. It's snowy in downtown Salt Lake City and 32 degrees.
And the weather making for a nasty drive along I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
And this is a special edition of Utah's Noon News, where we will go in-depth on President Trump's remarks following his acquittal and look at the national attention being put on Utah Senator Mitt Romney following his impeachment vote.
Presidential impeachment.
President Trump spoke to the nation today to talk about his acquittal following the impeachment trial.
But now we have that gorgeous word. I never thought a word would sound so good. It's called total acquittal.
During his comments, the president took time to mention Utah's two senators. Senator Mike Lee was actually there in the White House listening to the speech in person. And it was easy to see that the president is not happy with Mitt Romney.
And then you have some that used religion as a crutch. They never used it before. An article written today, never heard him use it before. But today, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's a failed presidential candidate, so things can happen when you fail so badly running for president. But Josh Hawley, I want to thank you. You were right from the beginning. Man, did I make a good choice.
Thank you, Jeff. Tremendous future. A man who is brilliant and who actually was deceived to an extent comes from a great state, Utah, where my poll numbers have gone through the roof. And one of the senators' poll numbers, and not this one, went down big. You saw that? You saw that, Mike? But Mike Lee is a brilliant guy. He's difficult. Whenever I sign bills. You know, we do sign a lot of legislation that's, it's big and it's powerful, but it's sort of everybody has to approve it. And I see 99 to 1. 99 to 1. I say, don't tell me who's the one. Is it Mike? Yes. And he always has a good reason for it, too, by the way. But he is. He's incredible. And right at the beginning, he knew we were right, Mike. And I appreciate it very much. You're just fantastic. And say hello to the people of Utah. And tell them, I'm sorry about Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. Okay?
We can say that Mike Lee is by far the most popular senator from the state. But you've done a fantastic job, Mike, in many ways. In many ways.
About an hour into his comments, the president brought up Mitt Romney again when he was going over the impeachment votes.
Then one failed presidential candidate, and I call that half a vote because he actually voted for us on the other one. But we had one failed presidential candidate. That's the only half a vote we lost. So we had almost 53 to nothing. We had 197 to nothing. And the only one that voted against was a guy that can't stand the fact that he ran one of the worst campaigns in the history of the presidency.
Senator Romney is back in Utah today. He stopped here at the KSL studios this morning to film an interview with Doug Wright for the Sunday Edition TV program.
Will history view you kindly?
I have absolutely no idea, but my family will. And I will be comfortable as I face the judgment of God that I did what I believed was right. And whether it was actually right or not, time will tell.
Yep.
But I did believe that I was doing exactly what I had sworn I would do.
Doug elaborated more on the interview on Utah's Morning News.
He kept underscoring that this isn't take one for the team. This isn't a pep rally. This isn't, you know, hey, let's just all rally around the party flag here. This is an oath. This is an oath. And this is a serious thing. And he said, living with himself, living with his God and everything else, he had to do what he thought was right.
Romney also explained more about why he voted to convict the president on abuse of power.
You know, I'm on the president's team. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I vote with him. But when asked, did he do something which violates the Constitution? The answer is yes. Matter of fact, think about this. I have a hard time thinking of something which is a more destructive, abusive attack on our constitutional democracy than trying to corrupt an election. An election is the vehicle whereby the power of the people is given to a small number of people. And to corrupt that to maintain power is about as serious a violation as I can imagine.
Now, you can watch the entire interview with Mitt Romney Sunday at 9 on KSL Channel 5. After being interviewed here at KSL, Senator Romney went up to the Utah State Capitol to speak to some of the leadership there about his vote. And now we've also learned that one local lawmaker has drafted a bill to censure Romney. We get more on this part of the story from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, the lawmaker behind this joint resolution, says it is not whether about he agrees with Mitt Romney or not, but Representative Phil Lyman says he doesn't want the state's relationship with the White House to suffer because of Romney's statements. Lyman says that he appreciates when a politician goes against the grain, but he wants to send a message of support to President Trump. Looks like we're having problems with that sound, but Lyman says that he believes Romney's statement, saying that he was put in a difficult position, that he basically had to make a vote that he didn't want to make. That joint resolution, the language of it is still being worked on, hasn't been finished yet. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And be sure to stay with KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com for continued coverage on this developing story. Coming up on KSL, the federal government is outlining a new management plan for Bears Ears National Monument and a look at your noontime drive.
Lights and wipers on and slow your speeds a bit. Nasty weather conditions along I-15 from the Point to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
This, we can help you connect the dots, make the news make sense.
Is Lloyd Matheson, opinion page editor of the Deseret News, hosting an expanded edition of Inside Sources from 11 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
You know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low and are nearing historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
You like to hunt, do you?
Oh, I hunt everything.
Mule deer?
I'm a muley freak. I hunt the biggest bucks this side of Denver.
And elk?
I've taken bulls from here to Phoenix, bugling monsters everyone.
How about moose and bighorn?
I've hunted big game in every state. I was born to hunt. That's what I do. Ain't nothing about it I don't know.
Then you must know about the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo and applying for Utah's 200 hunting permits for just $5 each.
Hunting Expo? $5? What?
That's right. It's the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo, February 13th through 16th in Salt Lake City. Apply for 200 Utah big game tags for just $5 each at huntexpo.com. You must validate in person.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be the one who draws one of those tags. I'll be hunting Utah muleys, chasing desert sheep, bagging me a big bull elk. Yep, I'll be scouting the mountains, glassing.
The Western Hunting and Conservation Expo is made possible by Utah Life Elevated. Visit huntexpo.com for details.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story, and it is the acquittal of President Trump. The president today reacting to what happened in the Senate and, of course, criticizing Mitt Romney. We'll continue to get reaction for you throughout the day here on KSL News Radio. The other big story happening locally is the weather. It was a slow, slick drive for most people this morning, but will there be a repeat this afternoon? KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman has those answers.
Temperatures are starting to slowly warm up here a little bit, so we're going to expect the snow showers to change to either rain or a rain-snow combination of the benches. Because the temperatures are warmer, it should be easier for the salt to melt off the whatever snow or slush there is. So we suspect the afternoon commute should be quite a bit better. Most of the freeway should be in much better shape for the afternoon. Then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly rain in the valleys as it gets even warmer for our Friday.
The Utah Highway Patrol says they responded to over 150 crashes this morning. The Interior Department has finalized plans for the resizing of the Bears Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Steve Bullock with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says both monuments are becoming less protected.
Now the priority on those lands is new leasing for coal, for oil, gas, new hard rock mining.
According to him, Bears Ears National Monument is down to 200,000 acres after previously having 1.3 million acres protected under President Obama. KSL News Time 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, the rain-snow mix still making a mess of the drive. And a lot of it is to the south of us in Utah County. You will see slower than normal speeds along I-15 between the point through Linden. And then again, as you're leaving Provo, going through Springville, where we've had multiple accidents reported, higher elevations also seeing weather-related slowdowns. Got to be careful if you're going to be in Highway 6 Provo Canyon or Big Cottonwood Canyon. Right now, we have had multiple accidents and slide-offs. One of the worst that's still affecting traffic is going to be southbound I-15 as you're approaching the point of the mountain. But before SR-92 Temp Highway, it's mostly to the left. But again, it's just an indication of how the weather is taking a toll on the roads. Right now, just remember, it's the time to have your lights and wipers on. Also, Little Cottonwood Canyon still closed for avalanche control. Don't miss the boat show Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 9th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Advanced tickets are available at utahboatshow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Temperatures climbed to near 40 with the snow and rain showers. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's New News, Elizabeth Smart made a unique revelation today. We're going to go in-depth on that following ABC News at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Wouldn't it be nice if you needed to get an MRI, you could do it without an appointment? And wouldn't it be nice if you could learn the results of your MRI right then and there instead of waiting for your doctor to get back to you because he's waiting on someone else? And wouldn't it be nice if you could do this without an order or referral from your doctor, let alone pre-authorization from your insurance company? Well, you can. They're called TaylorMed MRI. At TaylorMed MRI, your appointment is as easy as MRIFast.com. Just get online and schedule it. MRIFast.com. TaylorMed MRI in Linden is incredibly affordable, as low as $399, and you can even use your HSA account. When it comes to your health, get proactive, get involved, and get your MRI and your results the same day. Sometimes just knowing makes all the difference. Don't wait for the pain to go away. Get on it. After all, who cares more about you than you? Schedule your TaylorMed MRI in Linden today at MRIFast.com. MRIFast.com.
I got this nasty cold. I was sputtering and coughing like an old furnace. You know, with a plugged up combustion chamber, restricted airways, and a nasty fever. I rested a few days and was fine. Furnaces need care too. A Whipple Service Champions tune-up is serious care. like CPR. You'll see it's not a feather dusting or a flashlight waving. With an everything looks okay, ma'am. Can you imagine getting your car tuned up by shining a flashlight across the spark plugs? Not at Whipple Service Champions. Our tune-up requires disassembly, internal cleaning, and precision adjustments to get your fuel burning safely, efficiently, and to original manufacturer specifications. All this for just $44. You get a Whipple highly trained clean cup background check, shoe cover wearing, drug-free Whipple Service Champion who won't leave a mess. $44. For CPR for your furnace, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. There are 10,000 organizations in the world that are certified B Corporations. That means they balance profits with purpose. Maloof in Cache Valley is a B Corporation. They make all things related to sleep, and they have a very low carbon footprint and an active employee-run foundation that fights human trafficking. You might be skeptical of a do-gooder approach for a for-profit company. I was, but all 500 employees are highly committed to a positive workplace that makes a difference. I could feel the difference the moment I walked in the door. Founder Sam Maloof says his employees have a greater impact when they do more than just donate to a social cause. Learn more about B Corporations by enrolling in an online MBA program at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A joint resolution on the state Capitol Hill to censure Mitt Romney. The sponsor says he has to follow his conscience just like Romney did. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Interior Department is outlining new management plans today for Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. And third is a look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
Kind of wet and nasty out there. We've got slowdowns due to the weather along I-15 from the point of the mountain into the Pleasant Grove area and from Provo into Springville. Higher elevations anticipate a snowy drive. Big Cottonwood Canyon under restrictions but open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers and rain showers along the Wasatch Front. Temperatures near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
34 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump takes a victory lap a day after the Senate voted to acquit him at his impeachment trial.
President Trump lashed out at Democrats for the impeachment, but declared victory in front of an enthusiastic audience of cabinet members, Republican lawmakers, senior White House aides, and the president's legal team.
It's a celebration because we have something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly. Did nothing wrong.
The president held up a copy of Thursday's Washington Post with the headline, Trump Acquitted. He said it was the only good headline he's had in that newspaper. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
More U.S. citizens are being evacuated from the hot zone of an outbreak in mainland China. That as the World Health Organization tries to stay a step ahead of a new strain of coronavirus.
To put it bluntly, we're shadow boxing. We need to bring this virus out into the light so we can attack it properly.
The organization's director general says a main priority is to develop a vaccine. It's Thursday. The Iowa caucuses were Monday, and there's still no final results. Now the head of the DNC is stepping in.
Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez saying on Twitter, enough is enough in the light of problems that have emerged in the implementation of the delegate selection plan. And in order to assure public confidence in the results, I am calling on the Iowa Democratic Party to immediately begin a recanvass. The Iowa Democratic Party has a plan in place for recanvass, which will only review past results, not eligibility to vote and voting irregularities. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
There's a new software problem with Boeing's grounded 737 MAX jets. The issue came to light during a recent test. The company says it shouldn't affect its plans, however, to return the jets to service by the middle of this year. Just before the hour, the Dow up 91 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Elizabeth Smart revealed today that she was sexually assaulted on a flight headed into Salt Lake last summer. Smart revealed the news during an interview by Gail King on CBS This Morning.
I was shocked. I mean, the last time someone touched me without my say-so was when I was kidnapped, and I froze. I didn't know what to do.
And you speak to other women about
this. And I speak to other women about it. I say, it's okay to say no, and it's okay to take care of yourself and be safe.
Were you surprised that you froze?
I kept saying to myself, you're Elizabeth Smart. You should know what to do.
Can you show me what he was doing?
I mean, it was like this.
Yes. Just back and forth,
yeah.
Back and forth.
And so I jerked awake. I expected the man to jerk his hand away, to apologize, to give me some kind of reason why he was touching me.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Smart says she reported the assault to Delta, and now the FBI is investigating. This experience, combined with her abduction by Brian David Mitchell as a child, has prompted Smart to start a line of self-defense classes here in Utah. You can read more about this story on our radio website at kslnewsradio.com. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. And Ricky Meese, problem spots out there today?
Well, we've had the weather contributing to the slowdowns along I-15 and just a nasty drive in portions of Utah County. We are starting to see improvements, though. But I can't stress enough, even though you don't think, it's not snow, there are still slushy areas. There's water on the road. It's a time to have lights and wipers on and reduce speeds and a good following distance, because despite what some drivers think, we have had multiple slide-offs and accidents to prove that this is not the prime driving conditions. So just keep those areas in mind. It's still a little heavy and slow southbound I-15 from the point of the mountain down to American Fork. Higher elevations anticipate a snowy ride. We've had multiple accidents along I-15 in the Springville area, with a little bit of backup coming from Provo, but overall no major delays. I-15 and the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look pretty good, as well as I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. Again, we want to remind you that Little Cottonwood Canyon is still closed with no estimated time as to reopening. It is closed for avalanche control work. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast, the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Snow and rain showers today. Temperatures warming up to near 40. Tomorrow, mostly rain in the valleys. High temperatures at 44. And then partly cloudy skies, warmer on Saturday. Gets up to 45. More snow in the works for Sunday, though, 38. Partly cloudy Monday, 35. About the same thing Tuesday, and 36. And then more snow in the works for Wednesday, 35. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 34 degrees, light rain in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, taking a look at the markets, another positive day with the Dow up by almost 100 points. We'll get you a complete update coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
You want a baby, but you don't want to bust the bank.
Okay, how much is my OB charging? How much is the hospital charging? Anesthesia.
Are skyrocketing costs affecting your choices?
Maybe I can do it without an epidural and we wouldn't have that added cost.
There are options.
Where am I supposed to get this information?
KSL helps you crack the codes to beat the rising cost of giving birth. An unaffordable Utah report, live and streaming tonight at 10.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Shane Company, because I was able to get my girlfriend a bigger diamond with my budget.
Shane Company, because I want an engagement ring with a colorful sapphire, and their sapphires are the most vibrant.
Shane Company, because they have a huge assortment of rings, and she likes to have a ton of options.
For a romantic Valentine's Day proposal, visit us to see the best selection of engagement rings in Salt Lake. We have all the popular styles, like halo, vintage, classic, as well as new designs we've created just for you, like our unique snowflake halo ring. We hand-select the prettiest center stones at their sources. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you.
That's why Shane Company offers Salt Lake the best value on a beautiful engagement ring. Come in, because you want to give your Valentine the ultimate gift, a romantic proposal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Good afternoon, Lee. What's coming up on your show today?
You know, my predecessor, Doug Wright?
Yes, I do.
He this morning spent the morning chatting with Mitt Romney about his big decision to vote against the president and against his party. Well, Doug's going to join us in studio for our first segment. We're going to talk about how he spent his morning with Senator Romney. Later on in the program, we're also going to speak to Senate President Stuart Adams, who also spent some time with Mitt Romney today as the senator presented some of his rationale to the House leadership and Senate leadership here in Utah's legislature. All of that coming up on today's program.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry at 1235 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money at 1225 brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Ancestry.com will lay off more than 100 employees. The company with offices in Lehigh and San Francisco says there has been a slowing interest by consumers in DNA testing services. KSL Drives. Amazon is giving reporters a glimpse of their new fleet of electric delivery vans. Amazon ordered 100,000 vans that could be on the streets as early as next year. United Airlines is buying a flight training academy in Arizona. The airline is trying to boost the number of pilots it has available, saying they want to hire 10,000 more pilots by the year 2029. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 84 points, sitting at 29,374. S&P 500, it's up by 12, and the NASDAQ up by 51 points. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, another update of your drive. KSL News Time, 1226.
The best time to explore Bryce Canyon National Park is now, and Ruby's Inn is located right outside of the park, ready to welcome you and add to the magic of your visit. Enjoy peaceful solace as you discover the rich red hoodoos, frosted in an icing of snow, while hiking through fluffy flakes on snowshoes. Explore the many trails by Ruby's Inn as your cross-country skis glide through paths of packed powder. Don a pair of ice skates and dance around Ruby's outdoor ice rink. Climb into a winter fairy tale with a horse-drawn sleigh ride through tree-lined fields of dazzling white. Find the magic of winter 3 hours away from Provo with a stay at Ruby's Inn. The resort's cozy cabin-esque interior will keep you warm, while the escapades of outdoor winter fun will fuel your stay. And who knows, maybe even make winter your new favorite season. There's wintertime fun for everyone when you spend it at Ruby's Inn. Visit rubysinn.com to book your stay and start planning your trip today.
If a product has a string of five-star reviews, it has to be a good thing to buy, right? Well, ABC's Daria Almanger says maybe not.
You see a verified review for something you want to buy online, but have you ever stopped to ask yourself, verified by who?
The average consumer thinks that if it's a verified buyer, it's really someone who bought the product.
But small business expert Angelique Ruhr says that review was probably written by a pro. Another giveaway, over-the-top reviews.
This is the most amazing product I've ever bought. This is the most awesome thing I've ever invested in or bought off Amazon.
Ruhr says most consumers won't say that, nor will they mention the full name of the product over and over again. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And stay with us coming up next. Grant Wayman is standing by with a look at your forecast. KSL News Time, 1227.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang.
Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere? When ding, your tire pressure light comes on? Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and can help keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressures every month, especially before long road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mount America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
Looks like the weather is easing a little bit for Utah County drivers, but the freeway's still very wet. It's still a good idea to not quite run at the posted speed limit and use a little caution. We still have some issues out there. One is a car, and this vehicle, even though it's over to the left shoulder, it is completely facing the opposite direction of traffic. A spin out northbound I-15, about 162nd south in Bluffdale. So after the point, but before the 146 south exit. And again, Little Cottonwood Canyon still closed for avalanche control. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And remember, if you do see a trouble spot there out in your drive, we always love hearing from you on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, we're seeing a little transition here. We had some snow earlier this morning and snow changing over to rain in many of the lower elevations. High temperatures going to hover around 40. We're looking for mostly rain showers in the valleys tomorrow. High temperatures tomorrow, 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour, the Interior Department finalized resource management plans today for a pair of monuments in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Both Bears Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument have been the source of much debate for the past few years. Steve Balak with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says not only is less land being protected, but now nearby areas will be designated for harmful activities.
So, of course, there's going to be water and air pollution. These outstanding dark night skies, the silence that encompasses this area, I mean, that's all going to change.
He says Bears Ears National Monument is down to 200,000 acres after previously having 1.3 million protected. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump is making his opinions known a day after the Senate acquitted him. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
President Trump used an event in the White House East Room to attack Democratic leaders.
These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person.
The president again went after the House Speaker for saying she prays for the president.
When she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She doesn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney visited the KSL studios this morning to record an interview with Doug Wright for Sunday Edition, which airs on KSL Channel 5 Sunday morning at 9.
Look, I recognized that the consequence of doing what I believed was right would be substantial. That whether that was from the president or his family or from Republican leadership in the White House or, frankly, a lot of people in my own state. But I knew there was going to be a substantial reaction.
Senator Romney tells KSL he didn't want to be in a position where he had to swear an oath to make an impartial judgment, but he was, and he voted with his conscience. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 110 points, sitting at 29,401. S&P 500, it's up by 10, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 58 points.